Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to
be. Good morning. You're listening to Sharp Elbows on 92.7 Devil Radio. This is Francesca Hong. I am joined this morning by the phenomenal Nada Elmakashvi and our very special guest, Representative David Bowen. We're talking about the Enough is Enough Justice and Policing Bill package that we introduced this past month. As we enter this last segment here, and we have you, Rep, we have a couple questions about, you know, your tenure in the legislature. And I guess when I came in, I knew that being in the minority, we wouldn't have, there would be a lot of difficulty in passing legislation and working with our colleagues across the aisle, but where we could have some influence and really start making some changes would be in the culture of the workplace. And so I guess my question for you is there are a lot of situations and experiences where it's very easy to build resentment in that building. How do we work on building more humility so that we can all be better leaders in a place that is as toxic as the Capitol?
Oh man, now you're asking real hard questions. I think what I have done is I've shifted a lot of my focus. I mean, I remember even in the debate around police reform, there was a notion that if we can't get bills done, that it's our fault as Democrats. And I completely reject that. You know, the fact that Republicans don't want to step up to the plate to find common ground where the ground is common. that's on them. That is their failure. That is their fault. And I sleep well at night knowing that I did all that I could. And it also, you know, it irritates me a little bit when I try to go above and beyond, finding those really easy, you know, low-hanging fruit that they could grab, and they still, at that point, still reject it. But the failure is completely on them, and that we represent a perspective and a view, like you said, Rep. Long, of just of what the majority of folks in our state really want, what they want to see. What they know will make the difference. So I walk in that now, rather than having this perspective that if I don't sell myself short even more to try to continue to join on with Republican perspectives that are so extreme, so right-wing at this day and age, that I'm the failure. That is not me. The tide will turn, right? And it always does, that we'll be able to see a different dynamic at the state. Sometimes it takes longer than others. But, you know, I will remember that when Democrats do have a majority. I will remember that when we get a chance to implement our agenda. And I will not go light in that perspective. It'll fuel us to go even harder if we get that opportunity.
Well, I walked into your office, David, last week. Your staffer Bryce Dilley was listening to a voicemail, one of the most disgusting voicemails I've ever heard. So racist and so aggressive, sent to you. And I know, Fran, we've had, you know, our own story with racism with our best friend James Steinecke. But I'm wondering how you two deal with that white supremacy in the Capitol. How do you go to a workplace every single day that's rooted in denying your humanity? David, if you want to take it first.
Yeah, I don't stay there. I get right back to where people who are sane, folks in the community, you know, I get around some young people. I get recharged and refueled around them. Mm-hmm. If I don't do that, I'm going to lose my mind. I literally would. Because it is just so disappointing. It is just so depressing to be able to be around individuals that, like, this is their thing. Like, it makes them happy to be able to stop the future of this state from becoming better. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's just one of my commitments that I always do. I'm really in touch with my mentors that have prepared me to be in this moment, prepared me to fight the way that I do. And I get recharged from them. So when I run into them in the streets, like, it's all love. I still get insight and instruction from them. And then I also, I'm tapped really, really into the energy of the movement right now. That is relentless. It's with young people who just last summer got sparked for the first time the way that I did when I was marching in the protest for Frank Jude in 2004. I mean, like almost 20 years ago then, you know, that you're seeing this new dynamic. And young people now that, like, they can go for days, they can go for months, they can go for years without you know, anything fazing them. And that's where I draw from. I know that God has just put me in a position to be able to be rooted in not what I'm seeing in the physical depressing outcomes when I can't get things done. I'm rooted so much into when I know that there will be a break, when I know that there will be a change that we'll be able to actually physically see. And that, so I'm looking forward to that. And that's where I keep my eyes fixed.
Fran, I think listeners probably want to get a little bit of insight. We have 5 minutes left, but recently in the legislature, in the assembly, you had the audacity to kind of chastise Republicans in a very polite way. We could have been meaner in a press release about not passing a Black History Month resolution after the PETA Heritage Month resolution of ours passed. And after that, Jim Steinke, one of Republican leadership in the assembly, decided not to pass any resolution from any Democrat ever because of that, as punishment and as a way to kind of really hit back on you for having the audacity to speak out against racism. How did that make you feel? And how do you, you know, deal with that crap every single day?
I think there was a lot of different emotions simultaneously that I was feeling. Initially it was anger, but then there was an embarrassment because women of color, and I can't speak for all of my colleagues and the staffers in that building who are women of color, we face an uphill battle of imposter syndrome every day. And so you were seeing an outcome of white supremacy just completely play out where they were pitting me against my colleagues. They were pitting us against each other. They know that when we are divided, that we are struggling and that we are weakened. But, you know, fortunately, the caucus leadership and everyone recognized how incredibly harmful and wrong James's actions were. And we stood united against that. And I think that was a clear sign of cohesive leadership that acted not only to really have my back, but to really show that our party does not stand for institutional racism. We're not going to be pitted against one another, and we deserve better than to fight for tiny crumbs when it comes to passing legislation that we know will serve and give agency to our constituents. I think there was good response from the media and really better responses from the communities, really outraged, but also knowing that this is going to motivate us to continue to push for the people's agenda, to push for the governor's budget, to push for policies that, again, are going to help our communities. And it's made even clearer that the Republican Party has no interest in the care or the safety of Wisconsinites, that they are really only rooted in poisoning our communities and ensuring that so-called bipartisan tactics, which aren't bipartisan at all, will continue to rule. And it's unfortunate, but I think the more we expose that, the better, the more people are engaged and the more few people will come out and vote them out.
Mm-hmm. What's real quick, Fran, what do we have to look forward to in the legislature this upcoming week?
I'm going to maintain this awkward silence because I'm not really sure what we have to look forward to. the fight, you know, there is still a fight. We have a huge budget vote on Tuesday. The assembly will be voting on the budget Tuesday. We have the amazing Voices de la Frontera March is happening on Monday. They are finishing the march that's been going on all over Wisconsin and will end at the Capitol steps Monday afternoon. And then look out for a press conference from the amazing folks at Block on Wednesday. So within the restraints and the oppression that is the Republican Party, we still have activists, we still have youth leadership, we have the people of Wisconsin who know that we all deserve better and continue to fight alongside them.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. That concludes a really wonderful episode of Sharp Elbows. Rep Bowen, you're such a star. Thank you for being here with us today.
Thank you,
really Rep. Appreciate you guys. Really all appreciate
right.
it.
We'll catch you all next Saturday. Talk to you later.